Welcome to the Tesla Daily News Podcast for December 1st, 2025. I'm your host, and today we're breaking down the major Tesla developments moving the stock and shaping the future of EVs, manufacturing, and autonomous tech. Stay tuned to understand how this week's headlines could impact your portfolio as a shareholder or Tesla enthusiast. First up, let's dig into a headline that's got every investor's attention: Tesla's sales plunge in Europe. According to recently released data, Tesla's European sales for October dropped by nearly 50% compared to last year. That sharp decline marks one of the biggest year-over-year drops Tesla has seen in the region, and it puts real pressure on the company's growth story outside the US and China. The primary causes? Increased competition from European and Chinese automakers, aggressive price adjustments, and possibly waning demand for existing Tesla models. For investors, this means the 20 to 24% annual growth rates Tesla has been touting may be at risk. If these trends continue, Wall Street analysts might revise their delivery targets and lower valuation multiples, putting further downward pressure on the Tesla share price. The takeaway here: keep a close eye on monthly and quarterly delivery numbers, especially as Volkswagen, BYD, and new Chinese entrants ramp up production and market share. On a related note, Tesla Model Y remains a standout in import rankings, even with sales headwinds. Recent reports show the Model Y is leading used imports in several European markets. In Ukraine, for example, it topped the list of imported vehicles under 5 years old, and it continues to perform well in other regions where EV adoption is catching on. While this doesn't solve Tesla's immediate delivery problems in Western Europe, it underscores the strength of the Tesla brand and the residual demand for their core models. For investors, strong used market performance helps shore up residual values and resale confidence, important for both direct sales and leasing businesses. Pay attention to used Model Y and Model 3 metrics. Healthy secondary market numbers may limit downside risk to Tesla's brand value and overall profitability. Switching gears, let's talk about software, specifically Tesla's full self-driving, or FSD, system. Tesla has launched FSD supervised demonstrations in France, Germany, and Italy as it gears up for broader European rollout. Until now, FSD availability in Europe has been limited by regulation. These demo rides let prospective customers and, importantly, regulators see FSD's capabilities under real-world conditions. The EU market is notoriously strict on autonomous features, so success here could be a game-changer for Tesla's software revenue. If regulatory approval follows, the potential for subscription-based FSD revenue in Europe becomes a real catalyst, with some estimates suggesting hundreds of millions of dollars in incremental annual sales. Investors should watch for regulatory signals from Brussels and national agencies alike, because positive developments on the autonomy front can quickly shift sentiment and stock price trajectory. Meanwhile, big headlines are swirling around Elon Musk's compensation package. He is now officially working toward a historic $1 trillion pay package, the first of its kind in global business. But recent coverage points out some critical caveats, namely that not hitting the company's high delivery and stock price milestones could ultimately hurt shareholders more than Musk himself. Why? Because the ambitious package is tied to massive value creation targets. If Tesla stumbles, investors miss out on the upside, but Musk could still walk away with significant equity grants if certain technical loopholes apply. It's a clear reminder for shareholders to scrutinize incentive alignment and not assume all compensation plans are automatically positive for the stock. For now, watch for 2025 guidance updates and Q4 delivery targets. These will determine if the company remains on track or if the comp package narrative becomes a downside risk. Let's not forget the growing global challenge. China's EV makers and now flying car startups continue to accelerate. The latest manufacturing news shows that Chinese firms like BYD and XPeng aren't just producing more electric vehicles, they're testing the mass production of flying cars with plans to deliver as soon as next year. This leap is powered by the country's massive investments in drone tech and battery manufacturing. For Tesla investors, this trend means more intense competition, not just in traditional EVs, but in adjacent transportation tech. It also puts pressure on Tesla to innovate rapidly and consider new categories or business lines. The bottom line? Expect Chinese competitors to further erode Tesla's market share in Asia and possibly Europe, which could translate to increased pricing pressures and narrower margins for Tesla. Another forward-looking story: Tesla CEO Elon Musk once compared the company's humanoid robot project, Optimus, to a von Neumann probe, a theoretical self-replicating machine. The idea is that Optimus robots could eventually build more robots, possibly transforming manufacturing and scaling at lower cost. While this is speculative and likely years away from full commercialization, the financial implication is huge. If Tesla succeeds in lowering labor costs dramatically and improving manufacturing flexibility, its gross margins could climb again, reestablishing its leadership in automotive and industrial automation. Investors should remain cautious in the short term, but long term, any real-world progress on Optimus or robotics could trigger upward revisions in Tesla's addressable market and earnings power. And finally, let's touch briefly on consumer sentiment. Reports suggest that early Tesla Cybertruck owners are experiencing more harassment and negative attention than expected, highlighting the polarization around Tesla's brand and design language. While this doesn't move the stock today, shifts in public perception and customer satisfaction will always matter in the long term, given Tesla's premium pricing and brand-driven strategy. To recap, today's key Tesla themes are slumping European sales, regulatory hurdles for FSD in Europe, escalating competition from Chinese automakers and startups, Musk's headline-making compensation plan, and long-term bets on robotics. Each of these stories carries important implications for Tesla's stock valuation and the company's long-term business fundamentals. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we're watching for monthly delivery updates, any hints about December quarter performance, and possible regulatory news about Tesla's European FSD launch. Be sure to subscribe, visit our website for daily investor insights, and follow us for your trusted, data-driven Tesla coverage for shareholders, traders, and fans alike.